Friday Night Wine Fight contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, Bianca here. Just wanted to let you all know that we have set up a Buy Me a Coffee account. What is Buy Me a Coffee? Well, it's a platform where you can donate as little as the cost of a coffee to our podcast. Your donation will go towards the running costs of this podcast. Our goal is to reach $480, which is the yearly cost of our platform host, Buzzsprout. You can find the link to our Buy Me a Coffee page on all our socials. So Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and Instagram. And also on our blog, www.fridaynightwinefight.blogspot.com or at www.buymeacoffee.com/FNWF podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Now on with the show.
Welcome to Friday Night Wi-Fi.
I'm Amy.
I'm Bianca.
And I'm Sarah. We are three Melbourne girls who are still stuck in lockdown.
We're not still in lockdown. We got out. Then we went back.
Then we're back in. And then we got out again. Now we're back in. But we're still stuck in lockdown. So we take aim at a new topic each week with a bottle or three or how many we feel like of wine.
We need a lot today.
Yeah. So, right, ladies, what are we drinking a lot of tonight?
For me, I am drinking my precious.
You're drinking because the one ring?
Did you go all the way to Mordor again?
Look, as far as anybody who's listening might use this against me. No, actually, Mordor came to me. Yeah, that's fine. I actually got onto my wine pyramid scheme, was just having a bit of a browse, and noticed that a winery that I like to order from through this wine pyramid scheme is back online finally after about 6 months. So I got real excited and ordered early, and it was really good too. So I got on and I ordered Wiley Rooster Merlot, which is what I'm drinking tonight. And because I ordered early, they gave me a cookie.
Ooh, yeah, nice.
They know how to reward a drunk bitch who ordered
you
a little
totally
bit early.
You went to the dark side because they have cookies.
Yeah. So I think they might have been thinking that maybe I'd send back my soul, but Sarah already owns that. You have to give her cookies to, you know, trade for it. So, sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I'm drinking Sheep Shape because life is not Sheep Shape.
Sheep!
Yes. Yeah, fuck
it. Or at least the shape of a sheep.
I should actually, you know, you might have to edit this out, but I'll put a picture into the Skype chat so you guys can actually see what I'm drinking before I upload it to the blog. It literally is called Sheep Shape.
Does it look like a cloud?
No, it's just
like
a bunch of sheep.
It would look like a cloud.
On a ship going all over. So, yes, it's a Cab Merlot, and it is actually, it's really sweet, like super sweet, which is probably why I'm powering through it. So let's get cracking.
Fair enough.
Oh, and it's also like 8:30 in the morning for me. Yeah. So because of night shift time on a different planet to everyone at the moment. Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm drinking tonight Innocent Bystanders Sierra. The Sierra? I have drunk. I am drunk. And so is my bottle. I really need to find another bottle of wine to drink because I have pretty much finished this bottle of Sierra. It's really good. I'm really enjoying it.
Innocent Bystander has some good wine.
They have some really good wine.
Why haven't we gone there? Isn't it like down the road from Amy's?
Yes.
I've been there.
Without inviting us. Fucking rude.
No, I have invited you lot to come and visit the Yarra Valley wine region with me several thousand times. Same as you guys have said we should do the Mornington Peninsula.
Yeah.
Have you done it? Hell no.
I have.
I haven't. It's hard. It's like down the road. So far. Like
5 minutes from my house.
No, nah. It's farred. I'm sorry. It's farred. So, Amy, what is our topic?
Topic? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yeah. We're doing a topic, I believe. I forgot. So, what is it?
Okay, so our topic tonight is America, land of the weird, home of the strange. In this episode, we are taking aim at some of the weird and wonderful things that we have found fascinating about our North American cousins. Despite being very similar in origin, English claiming a country from native peoples whose land rightfully belonged to separation from English rule, ours wasn't a war, but more like asking mummy if it was okay if we lived on our own. Yeah. Then becoming a multicultural nation, being roughly similar in size, all of those similarities, yeah. But somehow we're so different.
So different.
We are very different in size. What are you talking about?
We're actually quite a bit smaller than America.
No, mate, we're not.
Yeah.
I feel like we are.
Yeah, you feel
but
like.
But I will trust you. Fine, I'll trust you. But I just feel like we are.
After the episode. Remind me, and I'll find you a map that
overlays.
So, I'll Google one.
Yeah, Google one now. Go for it.
And we are definitely different in terms of our population size.
Oh, so yeah.
That may make it feel like that we're a bit smaller than our United States of American cousins. But we, in fact, in terms of geographics, we are not. Well, I think we're roughly about the same size.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Look,
Google,
I will refer you back to that time when we were having a fight about submarines. Who was right?
I'm sorry. It's just what came up when I Googled it.
Yeah, I know. But your Googling skills are pretty shit. We've discovered that with the submarine. Anyway,
okay.
So we three are going to take aim at some of the things that we have found fascinating about our cousins in the US. And this is why we have dubbed this episode The Land of the Weird and Home of the Strange. So I'm going to kick us off tonight and I'm going to chat to you about some random weird things that I've found about North America. I traveled to North America in the summer of 1999, which was actually the winter of 99 in the United States. And I visited California and Mexico with a school trip. I was about 14 at the time. So as a teenager, I found some things pretty strange. One of the main things I found strange was how big the meals were. So supersizing was such a massive thing then. And I found the meals really hard to get through because everything was supersized. So I couldn't get over how much fast food was available either. So in Australia at the time, we had maybe 5 big chain fast food places.
Yeah.
My hometown, which was small, we only had McDonald's at that time.
Yes.
Later on, they got more. But at that point, in terms of big chains, they only had McDonald's. So when I spent some time with my host family, I couldn't get over the number of fast food chains that were basically open 24 hours a day either. So yeah, when I was driving around with my host brother was 17, he took me out and showed me places, and a lot of his friends also had Australian host kids or exchange kids as well, and we were all going to the same school. So often after school we would meet up or at night and we'd go to the movies or we'd go to lots of different places. I just remember sitting in the car looking out the window thinking, oh, my God, that's still open. Oh, my God, that's still open. Why is that open? Ours shuts at like 5. That's insane. Let's just say for the majority of the time that I was in North America, I lived off junk and coffee, the percolated kind. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible
coffee. Garbage water of coffee.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they call kettles water boilers. Oh, my God. There's a whole thing on TikTok.
Really?
Anyway, keep going. Yeah. They're like, oh, my God, did you know you can get this water boiler? And I'm just like, okay,
cool. And then they put the tea inside it and then, like, heat it up. I'm like, oh, hold on. Okay, I understand you've never used one of these before, but you really got to heat the water and your tea goes in your cup. Yep. Yeah, it's a whole thing. Like, and Australians and, like, and British and New Zealanders are all in the comments going, whoa, slow down. That's not how you use it.
I think my brain just really exploded.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Yeah, there's this one person who told this story of their water boiler that set off the fire alarm from the steam while they were at uni.
The other thing I couldn't understand was why all the money looked the same.
Oh, right.
So all American money was the same shape, same size, same color. The only thing that was different was the numbers that were indicating the value and the president that was on it. In Australia at that time.
I love our Monopoly money.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just about to say. In Australia at the time and now, we changed the look and the makeup of our money. So our notes were bright colors like red, purple, yellow, green. We also had the swap to plastic money. I wasn't the smartest teenager. I'm not the smartest adult either. And I found so many ruined $1 notes in my jeans after I came home and washed all my clothes. And it's because I didn't empty my pockets and I forgot you can't wash money. Whoopsie. Sorry.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So much for, like, money laundering. Like, seriously.
Like, how do they even do that?
Yeah.
Anyway, so as an adult, I find the following things very strange. Okay. So price tags without tax.
Oh, yeah. What's the fuck is up with that?
Yeah,
down the aisles of a supermarket or any store, all the price tags don't have sales tax or goods and service tax included. So what you have to do, Sarah, this will also blow your mind, you have to do some quick, rough maths.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything costs $100. Everything just costs $100. In my mind, it costs $100. If it costs less,
if I have to add tax, I'm doubling whatever it is that's on the price tag.
Oh, and then you're pleasantly surprised when you get to the register. Ooh, I have money left over.
Yay, this is great. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Fuck,
man. This is going to make our trip to Vegas so funny. Anyway, so I wanted to find out why this was. So I Googled it and I found that many items have different tax rates. So instead of working that out and then putting it on the tag, the store just has it at the register. So when you click an item through, the register just adds the tax for you. Honestly, it just sounds really hard. We have a straight 11% goods and service tax, which we call a GST, and we just apply it to everything except for some things which are GST free.
Yeah.
Simple,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just like the meerkat. Simple.
Okay. Okay, so the other thing I wanted to have a quick chat about was the thing that's caves my face in all the time. It's time to get my ramp pants on for this one. Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm in.
You ready?
Strapped.
Yeah. Strapped. Right. Okay. Tipping. Tipping. Okay. I understand the idea. I get it.
Yeah.
I get the idea of tipping. If you have good service, the person who gave you that service should be rewarded. However, I can't understand how a person can be forced to survive on tips alone.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
I have listened to lots of podcasts over the last 2 years, and I've heard a lot of people talk about this topic, and I just still can't understand how you can get your head around going to work for one day and then earning shitloads of money, like shitloads, and then turning up another day, working 8 hours, and earning $35 for the whole day.
Yeah.
How? Yeah. How do you do that? Like, how do you budget? Like, and I'm a massive A-type personality, and I've got huge control issues, and I'm an organizer. I couldn't live like this. I need to know how much money is coming my way all the time.
Yeah, that's like my mate who lives in South Carolina. And I was talking to her. She's like, yeah, so my partner earns good money, $16 an hour. So sometimes he'll earn X amount of money for day, and sometimes he'll earn X. And I'm just like, hold on. So it varies. And you think $16 an hour is good. And I just went, wait, $16, that's what a teenager gets at a supermarket.
That's what a teenager gets.
Yeah. And I'm just like, wow. And that's I'm like,
nothing.
Cool. And she's just happy that she's not on stamps anymore. And I'm like, yes. Oh, lovey.
Yeah. Oh. I believe that minimum wage should be a figure mm-hmm. that people can survive on.
Absolutely.
And then if they yeah. get anything over the top in tips or overtime, it's a bonus. They shouldn't cream. Have to survive on that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But that's yeah. just me. That's my rant. I don't get it. I just think it's bullshit. I would rather have a system that looks after everybody. I'd rather pay yes. more for my goods and services if it means that the cashier at the supermarket is being paid a livable wage, or the restaurant server, or the bartender, or, you know, the movie theater clerk, whatever it is. I don't care. I'll pay more. I don't care. I'm not going to sit there.
Why we pay so much.
Sorry?
It's probably why we pay so much. I mean, yes. compared to America, we pay like double what they pay.
Well, but yeah.
For some
yeah,
things.
It's just, it's, yeah, for some things. But that's just occurred to me. I know I'm a bit slow, but it's just occurred to me.
Well, yes, because the cost of that person's salary is quite high compared to what it would be in America. So when you're organising sort of just some rough costs of business, you would have to incorporate the higher wage cost into what your break-even point is, and therefore you'd have to charge more in order to make a profit. So, yes, that's probably right, Sarah. But I would rather do that every day of the week.
I'd rather do that too.
Yeah, it drives me nuts when I order Uber Eats and the app asks me if I want to tip my driver. The fact is I do want to tip them. I understand that they cannot be earning a lot of money, but I won't do it. Because I don't want our system to become one where people have to survive on tips. So if I tip my Uber driver, say, $5 or something like that, Uber has a record of all of that. I don't know what sort of clip they get out of tips either. I haven't really looked into it because I just refuse to do it. But I would like to tip my Uber driver, say $5-$10, but I just don't want it so that Uber then looks at how much these guys or girls are being tipped and then say, cool, we can drop their wage down. They only earn minimum wage now, so it'd be illegal for them to do that. But then I don't want so like big corporates saying, well, they are earning on average this amount of money and we've got the data to show that, therefore you should drop minimum wage. No. No,
I do tip minimum my Uber wage drivers.
Sorry?
I tip my Uber drivers, but I tip them purely based on how they perform, like Uber Eats, because I get that at work sometimes. If they can follow my simple basic instructions, I'll tip them. If not, they get nothing.
Ooh, you have a brain. Here, $5.
Yeah. Here, you can read. I'll tip you $5. Yeah. If you've driven past like where I've said to park, and gone around and nearly been hit by a truck, you don't get a tip because you didn't read my instructions.
This explains why I've never been tipped by Sarah. I don't read her instructions ever.
Yeah, no, because you just assume it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
You assume
that whatever she wrote was, for Gerd, it wasn't Tuesday, so you just don't read it.
Where my
instructions are clearly written basic so you don't kill yourself.
Well, I always give a 5-star rating, and I haven't had a bad experience yet. So far, it's always been 5 stars because the delivery people who get good ratings should be then rewarded by the businesses who employ them.
Yes.
So if I took a couple of Ubers last weekend when I was staying in the city, and it was all really good. The service was really good. So all of them got 5 stars. Right. Mm. But I want Uber to then reward that person. I'm not tipping them to then fuel this idea that they can live off tips because no.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm getting down off the soapbox. Help me down.
Well, oh, take my hands, sweetie. Yeah. One foot, push then the off. Other. Oh, that's Sarah's job. Do you want both knees damaged? Really?
No. I can push you off something.
Yeah.
I've done it before.
Anyway, some other stuff that I wanted to quickly highlight that I find fascinating, interesting, and very, very strange, but these are much bigger and way more complex topics than I was prepared to get into tonight, and that is the healthcare system. Gun laws.
Oh,
the political system.
Let's not.
I'm just going to put this out there. I'm not touching any of this with a 10-foot pole. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah. The political system, special mention to your colourful presidents over the years, although we have also had some crackers. So that could be an issue.
I mean, we lost one in the ocean. So
we did. Basically in Bianca's bank. So
look, I could literally go to that beach, people.
Why would you even swim there?
And my biggest one that I actually – this was going to be my main topic for tonight, but I wanted to touch on too many random things. I just want to know why you don't use the metric system. Like, why?
Why? Yeah. But it just makes so much sense to use a metric system. And oh, my God, I'm going to mention TikTok again. Lord, save me. But, like, this American was going, why don't we use the metric system? Because 1 litre is 1 kilo. That makes sense. What are we doing? And I'm like, yes.
Right.
Take it to your president. Come to the dark side.
Exactly. Come to the dark side. Yes. Anyway, all of those things that I just mentioned need to be their own episodes because they are large, complex issues.
Yes.
For our lighthearted podcast, we just couldn't get into them without pissing off our North American cousins and getting real dark. Yeah. Real dark. So that's me done. Sarah, what have you got for us?
Well, you not touching the political system. So this week I thought I would do some facts about U.S. presidents.
There you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, I know you. You're not going into, like, how they're elected or why the popular candidate who was voted the most popular in America doesn't win the presidency automatically. You're not going into any of that.
Exactly.
So.
No, I'm not going to do that. If you can hear that noise in the background, I apologize. It's the rabbit going insane again. Every week. She does it on purpose. She's a bitch. No. So I thought I'd do some weird but interesting facts. And then a couple of extra ones I've added on top.
Awesome.
Of other things.
I'm down for it.
I think I stayed away from laws. Because I think I want to do that in a whole different episode. U.S. laws.
Ooh, yes. Wait.
You want to do this.
Yeah. Strange or weird U.S. laws. I think we should do that. Because
how are you and what have you done with Sarah?
They've just got some really good ones.
Yes. Yes, there is. And Sarah, I changed my subject. So just you wait. Straight after you, I'm coming up with some laws.
Oh, you did change your subject. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this is not going to be a whole new episode.
Very last minute.
Should have done some laws. Anyway, so my little weird facts or interesting tidbits. The smallest, shortest, largest, and tallest president.
Ooh, Rita.
Yeah. So the shortest president was James Madison, who weighed 100 pounds and was 5'4" tall. So he was the shortest and I think the largest.
He's still taller than me.
He's still taller than Bianca.
Mate, there's hobbits. There's hobbits taller than you, dude.
The largest was William Howard Taft, who weighed 330 pounds after he became stuck in the bathtub. He had a larger bathtub installed in the White House that was big enough for 4 average-sized men.
What does that tell you about his partying?
Yeah.
It tells me this man
to know what number presidencies were.
Oh, sorry. I didn't look that up. I was going to look that up and then went, no.
I had questions. Which number president? After William Howard Taft got to use this bathtub? Or has it been revamped since then? Like,
I really hope not.
So many questions you can't answer. Look,
no questions I can answer. So,
a bathtub hey, Google, of four where people? Is William Howard Taft's bathtub now?
No. Hey, Siri, what number president was William Taft? Okay, so he was the 27th president.
Okay.
So that's a lot of presidents afterwards.
Yeah, so he was about halfway from now, you know, yeah, because we're about 50-something,
Yeah, so they've all enjoyed this bathtub I'm very jealous of because I want this bathtub. the tallest president, of course, was Abraham Lincoln.
Hold on. This bathtub? It's a size for four average-sized men. That's Amy Spa.
Yeah. I was going to say that. I was like, guys. Yeah. Spa, but anyway. Anyway.
Again, we still jealous of because I love. So, yeah, Abraham Lincoln was 6 feet 5 inches, so 6 feet five.
Wow.
He was fucking tall.
He had that hat.
I know. Why would he even need that hat?
He just wanted to lord it over everyone.
Oh, no shit. Okay. Next fact is more presidents have been elected from Virginia than any other state.
Oh.
So this includes George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, James Monroe, William Henry Harrison, Zachary Taylor, John Taylor.
Tyler.
Shut up. Woodrow Wilson.
Ooh, I know that one because that's Simpsons. Yeah, ooh, Woodrow.
Oh, okay.
Remember? Because Bart pretends to be Woodrow, which seduces Miss Krabappel. Do you remember that episode?
It's really weird because he keeps sending her pictures of that president. She's a school teacher and she didn't recognize him. How?
That's
like,
right.
Yeah. That just shows the American education system right there, people. Yeah. Which we're not going to get into.
However, not touching ever.
Yeah.
Virginia hasn't been the birthplace of a president in over 100 years.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So one president, Franklin D. Roosevelt, won four elections. So 1932, 1936, 1940, and 1944. He died after died of a stroke in April 1945, just a few months into his final term, leaving Vice President Harry Truman to oversee the end of World War
II. I was going to say, because that was pretty much the end of World War II. So he died, that was just before the end of April.
Yeah. So he
lived
confused
through the fucking war, the worst time in, one of the world's histories to die. And the next guy, this fucking Harry Truman, just comes in da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shit up, and we're good.
Well, I was really confused because I've thought, being, you know, Australian and not knowing too much about American history, that presidents could only serve two terms.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had to change that law.
Yeah, well, I thought that was the law from, you know, forever. You know, I'm Australian. I don't know American history.
Yeah.
We have a similar rule here too.
Where we, you know, stab our prime ministers in the back and get rid of them.
Not for prime ministers though, but anyway. Anyway, keep going.
So after that, Congress passed the 22nd Amendment, which was to limit future presidents' terms to a maximum of two terms. So he was the last president to be able to be president for more than two terms.
Yeah. Good on him. I actually don't know much about him.
I don't know much about American. William Henry Harrison died after only 31 days in office, making his presidency the shortest.
Was he assassinated?
I can't remember.
Or just general death?
I think it was just a general death.
Oh, poor guy. Yeah.
I want to say brain hemorrhage, but I don't know that that's correct. Anyway.
So he has the record for longest inaugurational speech at 8,445 words, which is twice as long as any other president.
Imagine going to that speech. You're just like, yep, cool. He's coming into office. And then you're standing there just watching a clock like, dude, I've got shit to do.
Yeah.
This is like every wedding speech set ever.
What is this, Catholic wedding? Sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up. Oh, the dude's talking again. Drink this funny hat. Wine. Oh, body of Christ. Yeah. Oh, man.
Tells you. Oh, no, wait. That was at last night's party. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, the shortest inaugural address was done by none other than Mr. Donald Trump.
In 1,433 words. You can't blame him because he's just used to like being on Twitter, and Twitter's only got, was it 300 characters or something like that that he can use?
160, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So, you know, like this was literally like nearly 10 times what he was used to actually writing. So good on you, mate, and whoever actually wrote it for you.
Yeah. So Abraham Lincoln, this dude was pretty amazing.
He was.
So not only did he fight vampires, because so amazing.
Through a horse. Great.
Yeah, through a fucking horse and everything. Shit, that dude was strong.
I know.
Yeah. But he considered himself a wrestler. He was an accomplished wrestler.
Was he a wrestler or was he a wrestler?
He was wrestling.
He used to do wrestling. So, yeah, with his long limbs and his height, yeah, it enabled him to be quite the accomplished wrestler in his youth. And he was defeated only once in 300 matches.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah. And he even won his county's wrestling championship when he was 21.
See, this, I after reading this, my brain's like clicked. This is why he was shot at like the opera, right? In the back. Because there is no way that what's his face would have been able to take him on in a hand to hand battle.
Yeah, now what was his name? John Wilkes Booth?
Booth. Yeah, that's it.
However, homeboy was 6'5". Like, I mean, he's just literally a giant. It should have been pretty easy to pick him off.
Yeah.
Keely.
Yeah.
Keely agrees with me.
Keely fully agrees. Yeah. He's, I don't know, barking at a leaf that's fallen in the front yard or something. So, moving off presidents.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So just a little couple of facts that I stumbled across while I was looking up, you know, fun things about America. So the story of Santa Claus.
Okay.
Yeah.
And his flamingos, or was that just last episode?
No, that's just last episode. Look, Santa's flamingos is a magical place. We should all go there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Santa Claus has its roots in Myra. And, you know, an ancient town located in what is now modern day Turkey. That, when I read that, I thought that's fucking weird because Santa lives, you know.
In Lapland.
In Lapland.
Mm. Where we talked about Santa's origin story in other travel episodes. Yeah. So, yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah. So Santa is from Lapland, people, just so everyone knows. Turkey. It's too warm for him.
Too hot, mate.
Dude's like me. He can't handle the heat. But, yeah, so the story of Santa has ignited the imaginations of Americans.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that there is 3 towns in America that are named Santa Claus.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you'll find Indiana, Arizona, and in Georgia.
Added to the road trip.
Every one of them, though.
Yeah, three towns. Along with the giant balls of twine. Like, that's just... And Carhenge. What the hell? Oh, that's on my road trip list, Americans. I'm coming for Carhenge.
Yeah. So I thought that was quite amazing because, you know, being a Christmas person myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Santa Claus, Arizona.
Yeah. Really?
Santa Claus, Indiana.
I live in Santa Claus, Georgia. It's so fucking amazing. I love it.
The desert just to save you guys, just so you know.
We're not picking on you, America. We are inspired.
We don't have any towns that are called Santa Claus. What the hell, Australia?
Yeah.
I know. It's fucking shit. I'd probably move there, actually, to be honest. So,
someone get a last,
your mum would.
My mum definitely would. So, my last little fact that I found strange. Not really strange. No, it's strange and interesting. While some people assume English is the official.
The official?
You know why this
the
is?
The original made up language of Friday Night Wine Party, Sarah-ism.
Yeah, it's because I have actually finished my bottle of wine. So, good luck to Bianca with me interrupting.
Yay. Oh, no, that's fine. Yeah, fine. I'm well prepared that this should be interrupted. Yes, let's get to it.
So the official language in the United States should be English, which is what people are assuming.
Yeah.
The federal government has never declared a national language.
What?
Yeah. They have never declared a national language, apparently.
English, well, why would they have to? Why would they have to? Everybody who's always been in power spoke English.
It's multicultural. So, you know, most countries declare a national language.
Only when there are so many people that are in power that speak different languages. In the United States of America, that hasn't always been the case. Predominantly, yeah, they've all spoken English.
Yeah, but I suppose that's never true, because
we declare English as our national language only, and like, but we respect Aboriginal people now.
Peetle.
Yeah. The Aboriginal Peetle. I'm real drunk now.
Oh, yay! I have a friend.
God.
Anyway, so English is the most commonly spoken language in the country, yeah, with 237.8 million speakers, followed, yeah, by Spanish,
yeah,
with an estimate of 41 million speakers.
And so, you find on the West Coast, so your California, like especially Southern Cali up, will be more Spanish because of the people coming. Spanish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Southern Cali down.
The general history of the area.
Down. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Down. Yeah.
I literally just said, oh, no, too much wine. Yeah.
Anyway, and with that ends mine. Let's move on to Bianca.
That I went west and not east.
Go west. Life is for them there. Not really if you watch any true crime,
yeah,
shows.
No.
Not so peaceful.
But they do have Disneyland. Yeah. I mean, we can go east, go to Disney World, but we want to go Disneyland. Anyway.
Disneyland.
Okay. Before Amy has to cut out any more of our bullshit, Bianca, what have you got for us?
So, I don't know what has happened tonight. Yeah. I've gotten through half a glass of wine and y'all are fucked, so I need to catch up.
Mate, I've gone through an entire bottle.
I've got a quarter of a bottle left. This was 8 standard drinks, so... Hell.
Like...
And I started drinking only just before the episode. So
mine's also 8 standard drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're both 8 standard drinks down, Amy. Where are you?
Mate, fucking trailing behind.
Skull.
Christ. End of this episode is going to get real messy if I skull this bottle of wine.
That's right, still my morning. We haven't even hit midday yet, so I'm here. Look, for you.
One bottle of wine is technically one glass.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially at my house.
Yeah, exactly.
Start drinking.
Okay. Let me bring this tray back around. Choo-choo. So I had fully intended to regale y'all with a story about a dude who used a shower gun to protect himself and his family. But it didn't really fit the mood of the episode. Like, after reading Amy's bit and then Sarah's bit, and I've been real busy, I'm trying to find a house and stuff, and I just, oh boy. Anyway, I completely changed and scrapped that, maybe for a future episode. We did try to record it once before too. Listeners, let me know if you want to hear about the shower gum. Anyway.
Isn't that our first episode we ever recorded?
Oh, yeah. It really was.
Yeah.
Which is going pretty... maybe just for our special select people that we have when we finally make our special select group.
Yeah.
Anyway, it'll probably just contain Jen at this point.
we miss you, Jen. Claire.
Yeah, Jen and Claire.
Yeah.
Anyway, I, at the very last minute, changed, and I'm going to share some wacky laws. And some of them I actually know about, and they've always intrigued me, and it just blows my mind. Like, you can't have a fucking ice cream in your back pocket in case you lure a horse away. That just...
That's a real problem.
That makes sense, but when you think about it, that makes total sense.
That's right. I don't want no random horse following me.
Right? Freak horse. Trying to bite my ass? No.
Bite my ass? That's sexual harassment.
Yes.
And if anyone is going to follow Sarah around trying to bite her ass, it's me. Fuck off, horse. That's my job.
I couldn't possibly grab your ass. It was an El Capoco. Anyway.
Couldn't have possibly bitten your ass. You don't have an ice cream in your pocket.
I thought you were just happy to see me. Yeah. Okay. So let's start off with, this is actually what started off in like alphabetical and then went real south. So.
Literally.
You never want to go south.
Literally. In Alabama, funnily enough, it is illegal to drive blindfolded.
Oh, it fucking should be.
Well, I know why these things happen is because some dumb shit does it. And then they go, excuse me, sir, we're going to arrest you. And they go, for what though? And they go, oh, right. And then they have to make it explicit so that they can charge people for doing it.
I'm sorry, is stupidity not against the law? It should be. Can we make it law?
Look, some of these laws, like I tried to find the backstory as to how they entered into the law system. why? There was an incident that happened. The blindfold one? No, could not find why. So my next one, this is great. In Arizona, it's illegal for a donkey to sleep in a bathtub. So this is actually written into the state law. So what happened was in the 1920s, so not that long ago really, people, a local dam broke and it flooded a rancher's home. The rancher's donkey had become accustomed to sleeping in the bathtub. So when
it was an indoor donkey then.
It was an indoor donkey, yeah. Yeah.
You don't That's nice. I like that. That's nice. He's part of the family.
This rancher loved his donkey. Yeah. And so when the dam broke and the house flooded, the bathtub and like the house all filled with water and the bathtub actually floated away with the donkey in it. And it went miles and miles. So after the rescue, which included the whole fucking town had to get it to find this fucking donkey in the bathtub.
Poor donkey.
The town then, like, pissed off. It was like, we spent a lot of fucking time on this. We could have been cleaning the town, but no, we're fucking looking for your fucking donkey. So they passed the law that prohibits donkeys from sleeping in bathtubs.
But that doesn't make any sense because if he had been anywhere else, he could have drowned.
Yeah.
The bathtub saved his life.
I know. So they did part. So in the law, they made an amendment that it's okay for a donkey to stand in them.
So you got to train the donkey that if all of a sudden you're seeing water all around the bathtub, not in it, you got to stand up. Otherwise, it's illegal.
Yes.
Yeah, that
but
makes
I'm
sense.
But I'm sorry.
Of course.
Doesn't make sense because you don't have as much stability when you're standing as when you are laying down.
Plus, if there is that much water that the bathtub's lifted up and floating away, that's a surfing donkey.
Yeah.
And if that's going to happen, the donkey is much better off being in the bathtub because he can float away, whereas otherwise he might get trapped and he'll drown. So I think that the law should have been the opposite way around. It should have been all donkeys must sleep in a bathtub.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
So that Arizona, they're safe in case of flood.
When I move to Santa Claus, listen, we've got to talk.
Yeah.
I would like to talk to you about this donkey sleeping in a bathtub situation.
Yes.
And every donkey owning house massive, at least three bathtubs, different yes. styles so the donkey can choose.
Well, I think with a three, you know, a three or four man size bathtub would be good for a donkey, because then they could curl up. Oh. You know, he's got the four legs and they've got to curl him up under themselves. And...
Or, you know, he and could have a friend
he,
in there.
What if he rescues yeah, what if he some wanted a friend? On the way? Yeah, yes. What if he yeah. rescues a friend and he just sees, you know, Frank the donkey swimming as hard as he can. He goes, yeah. Sure, mate, you can jump in my bathtub.
Yeah.
And Gary Goat, get on in.
Yeah. Turn into
Frank the badger. Come on, mate, you're in too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Okay. So my next
new part, law.
Fucking ark sort of every... bathtub situation with these fucking farm animals just floating on bars and people going, what the fuck was that?
Nah, new law. Every farm must have an ark in case of a flood.
Yeah, fuck your okay, barns. Moses, just fuck yeah, your boats. Fuck your barns.
You need, fuck, they need,
fuck the
they
barn.
Need an ark.
Don't worry about it. Yep.
That way all the animals can, you know. Sleep tis peacefully.
Tis a fine barn, but it is no ark. Let's keep cracking, because in Arkansas, you can't.
You mean Arkansas?
Arkansas. I know. What the fuck is up with that? America, explain. Like, you've got Kansas, and then Arkansas? Look, there's no W. What are we doing here? Anyway. In Arkansas, you can't honk your horn near a sandwich shop after 9 p.m.
No, that's fair enough.
Bear in mind.
The sleeping sandwiches and they yeah. don't like it.
Yeah, yeah, most sandwich shops are closed by 9 p.m. in Arkansas. But, like, yeah, just don't do it. Like, it's a general thing. Just, yeah, don't do it. You know, just don't do it.
Anyone living nearby is just going to get pissed off.
Yeah, yeah.
So those poor sandwiches. They'll be awake yeah. all night.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the owner has to put them back to sleep. Have you ever put a newborn back to sleep at 9 p.m.? Oh, fuck. Yeah, it's 2 a.m.
You ever put a fresh-cut sandwich back to bed? Like, seriously.
One of those abalone ones. Abalone sandwiches. Once they're awake, that's it. You can't get them back to sleep.
Where the fuck are you getting abalone sandwiches from? I'm dying.
I don't know. I don't even think I've ever eaten an abalone sandwich, to be honest.
What is an abalone sandwich?
Is an abalone is like a meat? I don't know.
It's a fucking like mollusk.
It's a mollusk. It's like a giant fucking mussel or an oyster.
I've had abalone sandwiches, though.
Okay, moving on to Connecticut.
I think if you have heard the term abalone sandwich, it's a euphemism.
Maybe. I can be kind of dense, but I wouldn't
no. have
like an abalone sandwich. It's fine. Like an abalone sandwich. So let's move on from our sandwiches. In Connecticut, your pickle must be able to bounce. Ooh.
Yes.
So this is because in 1948, two men were arrested for selling pickles that were unfit for human consumption. Because crazy Americans eat pickles like it's normal. So discussing ways to check for good pickles, officials declared that a pickle is legitimate only if it bounces. The yeah. pickle in question did not bounce, so the two men were arrested and fined, and all their pickles were destroyed.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, Georgie pickles are disgusting, but yeah.
How dare they try to sell you
except
dodgy pickles?
Like tiny, tiny baby pickles that you get in the jar at the supermarket? Oh boy. But I've had a few drinks. Those jar of pickles are tiny, tiny little ones. So good. Especially when I've got some like brie or soft cheese. Yeah. Oh, I have some chili brie in the fridge. Oh, yes. I'm so looking forward to that. Anyway, moving on to Kentucky. Kentucky. This is ridiculous. A woman, not a man, like a man, doesn't matter, but a woman cannot marry the male, the same man, four times.
No shit. How fucking did he try to marry
four times? No. Yeah, so the one person. So if you wanted to renew your vows, you can do it three times. You can't fucking do it four.
If you're trying to renew it four times, you are seriously fucking mental. Or wow, clearly, it didn't work the first three times.
You could be really in love. You could be really in love. No. And you just love weddings.
If it didn't work the first three times, give up.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. I think there is an important distinction here. So a woman cannot marry the same man four times. Yeah. Yes, that's true. Right? They can renew their vows as many times as you like, because renewing your vows is not something that you do legally. You're always married. It's just some bullshit ceremony that people do. It's not real. So you can what this is preventing is for a woman to not marry the same man four times, i.e. married, get divorced, married, get divorced, married, get divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's to stop the woman making the same mistake with the same fucking walking red flag.
So they'll let them do it three times, though. So it's like a three strikes, you're out.
That's it. Look, mate, if it's still not it's working, just run, bitch, run. Run.
So, look, my next one is from Minnesota. I do not have the right accent. Wine and crime, girls. I'm so sorry. But, yes, yeah, so in Minnesota, dirty tires are banned. So if you're driving through Minnesota, make sure your car tires are washed prior to your journey. Dirty tires are considered a public nuisance. So if they deposit like mud or dirt or any other substances on streets or highways, you can get fined.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'd love to see someone or talk to somebody who's actually been fined for this.
I know. Wine and crime girls, please, please. Is this, you know, like, has this happened?
You know what? I feel Amanda, like if I drove through this, Lucy, that would be my time.
Explain why. Anyway, moving on to Nebraska. You can't get married if you have a venereal disease. So, according to the statute 42-102, a person afflicted with a venereal disease can't marry in the state of Nebraska.
But they can fuck whoever they like.
Oh, they can fuck whoever they like.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but you can't get married.
You can't get married.
Yeah. And I'm just like, how does it stop anyone? Because, right, you could have some sort of venereal disease like herpes that only flares up when you're, you know, stressed or whatever. So, you could be normal for years and years and years and not know. And you could get married. And you've just broken the fucking law just getting married because you had a venereal disease that you didn't fucking know about because you picked it up from some fucker.
And what about those people like cold sores and stuff like that? Yes. You know, like, okay, so there's some ridiculous number. It's like 85% of the population actually has the disease or the virus. Yes. They actually have it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't manifest in everybody. So you would never know.
No.
But the thing is, how will they know? Don't do any form of testing before you get married. So
you don't have to turn up with like a sexual health tick off sheet from your doctor before you apply for a marriage license.
Wow. Please see previous episode. There is no way to fucking know.
All right. So back to the laws. In Vermont, it's illegal for I couldn't find the actual law number statute. Anyway, it's illegal for women to wear fake teeth without their husband's approval. So technically, it's actually technically mandatory for a woman to get written permission from their husbands if they want to opt for false teeth.
So what does this tell us, people? Just don't get married and wear as many false teeth as you like. Fuck those assholes. Just don't get married.
Yeah, so that is the reach around.
I don't know why I say reach around, but yeah, that's what's coming out of my mouth.
So the reach around is don't get married and you can get your, you can have as many false teeth as you like.
You can do whatever the fuck you like then.
Yep.
I'm living proof. I am Amy and I endorse this message. Don't get married.
So something I found from Tennessee, you can't hold public office if you've been in a duel.
Oh, well, I'm out. So are you, Sarah. Same as.
If you've been in a duel.
Yeah.
I read a fact about a president that actually killed someone who was in a duel.
Yeah. Did you hear what she said? In Tennessee, you can't hold public office if you've been in a duel. So in Tennessee.
That's terrible. I wasn't actually listening. Sorry. I was checking messages on my phone. Oh, but you can't
so
hold
Sarah,
up
you're out.
You've been in a jewel.
Yeah.
You're out. So am I. It was the same instance, but yeah. Anyway,
yeah.
Same incident.
Tennessee Constitution. It's illegal to hold public office if a person does any of the following: fight a duel, or knowingly be the bearer of a challenge to fight a duel, or send or accept a challenge for that purpose, or be an aider or abettor to the fighting a duel. So I'm out too, because I aid and abet. Even if I don't, glove slap. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
Glove slap. I don't pay crap.
So I've got a few more to go. In North Carolina, it is illegal to hold a meeting or demonstration while wearing a mask.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good reason for this.
Or other costume. The law sounds completely random. A plus, funnily enough, was likely passed to crack down on the Ku Klux Klan. Yeah. If you were just told, you know, North Carolina, it's illegal to hold a meeting or demonstration wearing a mask or hood, you'd be like, what? But no. No. Yeah. Yeah, KKK. Really needs it.
Yeah.
Good reasons.
Stupid KKK ruining all our fun.
Yeah, because it's any costume, so you can't even wear like a gorilla costume and just come in with your drums and boom, 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 boom.
So no Renaissance events.
Hey,
Renaissance. Yeah. No cosplay.
No, you can. You just can't have a meeting. So, like, you could have your Renaissance and get all dressed up in costume, but we couldn't run the podcast straight after.
I would love to know what the definition of a meeting then is.
Yeah.
Because pretty much any group or club that has, like, cosplay or Renaissance or anything like that, they're usually a social club. So if they get together, that's technically a meeting.
Really? A meeting. Yeah. Yeah. So there's probably many people that break the law every day, every single day without realizing it in Tennessee. In North Carolina, sorry.
Fucking KKK ruining all the fun.
Oh, yeah, I know, right? Yeah, them and their fucking bed sheets. Like, cutting holes in it in the first place.
I know.
I've been pissed as fuck. My 1,000 credit counts and now I've got fucking 2 eye holes. Bastards.
My wife's going to kill me.
You know what? They probably have the shittest bed sheets that they do this to.
You'd want to hope.
No.
Oh, you'd really want to hope.
There's stupid redneck men who've probably taken their wife, like if you think about the time, their wife's best sheets because they wanted to show off to all their stupid friends, and she's like, where the fuck are my good bed sheets? And he's ruined them.
Yeah,
and my bed sheets cost me nearly $200. If my partner did that, I'd fucking murder them.
Exactly. Yeah,
good thing you haven't found the ones I did it to yours in. But yeah, anyway, sorry, keep going.
All right. For over a century, New Mexico laws have stipulated that quotation marks, idiots were eligible to vote.
Same.
So idiots was broad spectrum. In 2016, the discriminatory language, which referred to mentally disabled people, was finally repealed. 2016.
Hang on a minute.
I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. Can I not vote?
So idiot was then defined as a mentally disabled person. So all they changed.
Can I
hang
just
on a minute.
Put myself into that category so I don't have to vote?
Wait a minute. So when they changed the language, did they change the law so that mentally disabled people were allowed to vote?
In 2016, yes.
So they changed the discriminatory language and the law that prevented them from voting. Okay, now I feel better about
it. Okay, can we change that back just purely for me? Because I hate voting. Because no one I vote for ever turns out to be any kind of decent.
That's because you vote for the Batman Republic.
She's
That's because it got a cool name.
I've got another very recent law. So, 2017, New Hampshire passed an anti-homicide law defining that a 20-week fetus as a person. right? Clarifying that the law did not apply to pregnant women who need an abortion. So previously to that, they had to quickly amend the law because previously it was so vague that pregnant women could commit a crime without any consequences. Because you know how they just like to make amendments to laws and shit, right? And yeah. They don't really think about it. And they're like, yeah, let's chuck this in here. You know, this is a person. And then, because the fetus is inside the pregnant woman, she essentially became like the conduit for the fetus. So she could commit a murder and not be held guilty for it. So in 2017,
the baby made her do it.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
In 2017, they actually had to change it. That, whoops, we wrote this wrong.
Wait, that happens all the time.
I mean, that's what I said, but it's not what I meant.
My child made me kill so many people. It was terrible.
And that happens all the time because what happens is you get charged with an offence under a law, and then your smart-ass lawyer comes along and goes, Your Honour, we don't fit this category, and these are the reasons why. And the judge goes, oh, fuck, they don't. But they clearly did what this was intended to stop. Yes, Your Honour, we're not saying that we didn't do what was intended to be prohibited here, but we didn't do that because that's what's written and technically that's the law. So bad luck. And they go, fuck, okay, we have to go back and fix this, send this back to the legislator.
Yeah, and all those people who have that defence of I'm carrying Satan's child, they made me do it.
We call that the Rosemary's Baby defense.
Yeah.
Yes. Technical term.
Yeah.
So it's no longer valid.
No, not from 2017. Yeah. Before that, you were golden. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. So lastly, this is my last one. All right, Amy will have a 5-hour episode to edit. Sorry about
it. Blocking on 2 hours, mate. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In Indiana, the House of Representatives passed a bill in 1897, so it's real early in our history, redefining, not real early in the history, the world's been around for millions of years, I'm not that dumb, redefining the value of pi. So we know what pi is. Do you know math? Do you know pi?
3.179.
No.
Apple and cinnamon, right?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Apple, yes, Sarah, cinnamon, and a little bit of sugar. Yeah, okay.
And ice cream. Don't forget the ice cream component.
Double cream. Use double cream, love, not ice cream.
Okay. Oh, double cream.
Double
cream and ice cream plus a bit of custard if you're really feeling fancy.
Oh, custard.
Oh, my God. Diabetic coma. I'm loving it.
I'm dead already, guys. Because I put some cinnamon sugar on there as well.
Oh, some cinnamon sugar on me.
In the name of love.
Name of pies.
Yes. Yes. In the name of pie in 1897. So in Indiana, they decided 3.14 blah, blah, blah was too much. Too hard.
Too
the math is hard. They went 3.2. We're done.
So I like it.
Yeah.
They shouldn't. I mean, by the laws of rounding, they should have rounded down.
Yes.
Yeah.
They decided 3.2. They were like, yep. And it passed. It fucking passed.
Oh, my God, my head's exploding. So they know that the reason why it's 3.14, blah, 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 6 million numbers afterwards, there's a mathematical reason for that. It doesn't work if you get them wrong. You cannot round this number. That's why on the calculator it has a special button because you can't type all of the numbers in and it has to be specific. Yeah.
Yes. So thankfully it was only like 6 months later that math students across, the mathematician intervened with, and the bill was, I know because I've written it. Yeah. They copy and paste it, but that's not what I mean, that's what I wrote, but that's not what I meant.
I thought she copy and pasted, but that's not what she meant.
Yeah.
Harry Potter and the redefinition of pie.
Yeah. That comes after the Christmas special from last episode.
girl. Get out of the way, JK Rowling. No one likes you anyway. We're taking over.
We're making you more money. Just go with the flow.
Oh, no, we're making us money. She can go to hell. But anyway, that's a whole other tangent. Go.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I was like mathematicians. Yes. So a mathematician intervened like 6 months later and the bill was stalled. And so it got passed and then they stalled it. I don't understand. This is what I don't understand about the American system. So it got passed and I'm like, cool. So a bill's passed, which means it's in. And then I was reading and it was like, then it got stalled and it never passed. And I'm like,
okay. There's a lot in there. Yep. Do you want me to explain to you why?
My brain has exploded, yes.
Isn't it because there's different levels of law?
Correct, Sarah.
Oh.
Good point to Gryffindor.
No, she's a fucking Hufflepuff.
No, I am a Hufflepuff.
Oh, are you?
10 points to Hufflepuff.
I'm a Ravenclaw.
Fuck you, Zool.
I saw my Bianca. I'm a Ravenclaw as well.
Yeah, that's right. We're the same.
Go
10 points to Hufflepuff. Well done, Sarah. I'm actually really surprised. I'm very much convinced that your daughter has got a voice changing microphone or something like that. And you are not, Sarah. You are in fact
you've
been way too smart and way too drunk this episode.
We call this the
I was gonna say my daughter can't drink nearly as half as well as I could. She would never have finished this bottle of wine.
She's a mere child, though. So.
She is only 15.
I love that. I drew it in.
She will try, but she will fail.
Yes, Sarah, you are correct. It's because there are many layers. So it could have been passed, but that doesn't make it law as of that day. So they usually have a date. And, of course, our laws are different to what it is in America, but it all roughly follows the same sort of track. So basically you have like an action date or something like that. For us, we have to get royal assent because, as I said before, some of the differences are, you know, North Americans had to go to war to get their independence from England. We just asked Mummy if it was okay if we could move out. Yeah.
That's fun. I like that idea.
She's still paying our phone bill though. So, yeah. And our car rego. She still has to stamp on the dotted line saying she's given royal assent.
Gym membership, which we never use.
Yeah, which we never use.
Don't
she's beautiful and we love our mummy.
Yeah.
We need that.
Yes.
Yeah, so we need royal assent for ours to be enacted into laws. So they would have something similar. So after it's been passed, there would still be a few layers to go. So that's why.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense now. I actually have one fun fact and then I'm done. So a bunch of nerds at Google.
Nerds.
Fucking nerds. So they have now beaten the record of pi digit calculations and it's now sitting at 31 trillion numbers long.
But why?
Fucking why?
Oh,
that's stupid though.
Yeah.
But it's a waste of time because calculators are programmed to, like, what is it, 14 decimal places. And that is the standardized calculation for pi, and that's what all scientific measurements are used, are based on, is that was it, 14 decimal places or something like that. So this 13 trillion numbers is just a waste of fucking time.
31
trillion. Yeah. Wasting your lives.
Such a waste of time.
Cancer. Do something useful.
Yes.
I know. They're spending all this time.
When you ask your phone a question, it will answer you in the first 2 seconds that you actually ask it.
Yeah.
There's so many more things you could do.
Give us more space on the Google Drive. Don't waste your time and money making pi 31 trillion numbers long. Like, all that money could have given us more Google Drive space. Or
work out cheaper green energy.
Or cheaper Google Ads. That's all I'm saying.
No Google ads.
Fix the COVID situation and end world hunger. Like, it's hard. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh,
you can fucking work out all these fucking numbers of pi, but you can't end, like, world hunger.
Yeah.
I feel like that might be a little bit easier than fucking pi. But then again, maths and me don't really see eye to eye. Again, I've done it.
I'm done. Thank you. Thanks, Dr. Phil.
Sarah out. Good night. Finally. Thank you, Baltimore.
It was my segment. Okay, bye, Sarah.
By the way,
I had so much fun researching. No. Okay.
Hey, you're not allowed to interrupt and steal the end segment. That's my thing.
But yeah, didn't they even do that last week?
Not last week, week before. We let you have last week because Amy stole
it. I corrected
Amy
myself.
Amy stole the week before.
Yeah.
And I corrected myself.
Yeah.
Shouldn't it have been the week before that?
Yeah.
No, it was the last time I actually introduced a topic because I got confused and thought because I was introducing the topic, I actually had to do the end bit.
So that was the week before that. Yep.
Something. I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, I've had so much fun researching this topic.
I've had so much fun researching.
We all have had so much fun researching this topic.
Yeah.
And drinking whilst
I know
recording this topic.
I've had so much fun researching this topic.
So very happy tonight. In lockdown.
Yeah.
Yay. I'm not waking up.
You're drunk.
Yeah.
We can't be anywhere tomorrow. Although my kids got a tap lesson in my lounge room, so that was a mistake on my part. Yeah.
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 But anyway, I can't see my computer screen because I'm a little drunk and the words are fuzzy. So I'm going to leave this.
Just cover one eye.
We've had fun. Please, although we have had some great topics that we've come up with ourselves.
Yeah.
Help us, please.
Help. I need somebody. Help me with the topics.
Next week we're going to do our favorite Beatles songs.
It might be our favorite Beatles songs.
It will be our favorite Beatles songs.
I'm just changing
our schedule. Next week will now be our favorite Beatles songs.
Okay.
So, but if you have any topics in the meantime, please let us know at FridayNightWineFight@gmail.com.
Woo!
I actually got that right this week.
I just thought of a good one.
Winning!
I just thought of a good one. Best activity you've come up with during lockdown, and that's not becoming an alcoholic.
Oh.
I'm doing that one already.
I'm getting so depressed then. Oh.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Planting things at work, but I did that out of law.
Furbishing my furniture,
down.
Looking for a new place to live. I don't know.
I built shit. I built a deck, but that was last lockdown.
Oh, anyway. Yeah.
Exercising, but that lasted about a week and then never happened again.
Oh, Sarah, you did winery walkabout around the house.
I did do winery walkabout around my house and got very drunk. Not as drunk as I thought. Not as drunk as tonight. Yet I drank more. That's interesting.
But it was a whole day situation.
Yeah. That was a whole day situation.
You sent us breakfast pictures of your wine and eggs at 9:30. Yeah.
And I cannot remember that winery scheme that I was a part of back then when I bought that wine. That was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Part of a winery pyramid scheme like Amy is. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Hands in the air. Like, you just don't care.
Yeah.
Everyone who has listened to this, we would like to thank each and every one of you for your time.
Yeah.
In listening to our utter rubbish.
Thank you for getting
utter rubbish.
Yes,
is
utter rubbish.
Listening? Are you okay? Like, do you need
Clearly, you had nothing better to do with your time.
Yeah.
Blink twice. It still makes me laugh every time I think about when you said, yeah, blink twice. And I'm thinking, how would we know?
I said, blink twice. I haven't kidnapped Jen.
Yes. I edited that episode. I left it in. Everyone will hear this.
Yeah.
So.
No, say blink twice. Like, what the fuck?
We hope you have found this entertaining and are not using any of the facts discussed in this topic to make important life decisions, although you really can't.
You should with the laws, like, honestly. Yeah, you can no longer blame your fetus for killing your partner. Just
try it. Try it. That's all I'm saying is try it.
And if you want to get fake teeth for your missing gappies, Look, do it. Fucking do bitches, it. Do it. Fuck your husband.
Fuck your husband. He doesn't care.
Put your gappies.
No.
Your gappies,
if he says anything, just say, look, unless I get these fake teeth, we're never having sex again.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what?
I don't need your permission. I can do what I want. Yeah.
That's right.
And you know what? If you have married someone and divorced them 3 times and they are making a really good case and you're pretty sure they've changed this time, you should be able to fucking marry them because you're an idiot anyway.
Yeah. I'd probably commit yourself to an institution because if it's 3 times, that's too many. Anyway, so.
Unless you're a lady.
Don't use your information, this information, not your information, our information, to make poor life decisions. Unless, of course, it is in relation to buying a protection chainsaw.
I'm right.
Getting married for the 4th time or fixing your gappy flaps.
Yeah. No. Shut the fuck up, Amy.
Getting married with a venereal disease. Your partner might be accepting, and that's how life should be.
And your dad partner might have one too. So, you know, who's to judge?
Fix your gappies. Don't get married.
Mm-hmm.
Buy a protection chainsaw. You'll be happy for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Okay. Good night. I am Lady Munda Green, and I endorse this message.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.